It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in the neutral capital of the country, world, hopefully. What's going on, Switzerland, which was once known for neutrality? It still is, no?
Still is. Hi, Jill. Still is. Depending on the subject, it still is more on the paper than in the fact. But that is maybe a topic for some other time. So I wanted to before giving an update to the COVID-19 as we are having in Europe, a little bit of a fear due to a new strain of the virus that seems to have mutated, and that is apparently way more transmissible, way more infectious than the previous one. And the country that seems to have more cases of this new mutation is England, but there is a very strong suspicion that in spite of the fact that all the countries are basically isolating England restricting completely all travels in and out from England, suspicions are that the virus is already spreading all over Europe. So that is not so much of a good news, except the fact that for now this version doesn't seem to be more lethal and doesn't seem to be more dangerous. It just looks like it's, for some reason, spreading even better and even faster than the previous one, which is not so good considering that the previous one is already quite contagious. What I wanted to talk to you today is about two people that have been arrested lately. Two people that look in their lifestyle very much like Epstein, and I thought that it is also interesting to see that while all news are directed to the coronavirus, and for good reasons, there are still many other things that are happening and that are actually very important. So let's begin with the first person, whose name is Peter Nygaard. He's a Finnish Canadian and has been the founder of a very successful sportswear clothes. He is a successful fashion businessman with a lot of financial means, and he has been arrested, taken into custody by Canadian police. What is said about Peter Nygaard, that is in his 70s, I believe 79 years old, is the fact that he has taken advantage of a young girl, a little bit in the same kind of pattern as Epstein, in the sense that he concentrated very much in his life on girls from poor backgrounds, because it is obviously then easier to promise things that he would, of course, never keep. Also, possibly girls under 18. And it is alleged that he got the help of post victims to help him find new victims. A little bit also like Maxwell in the case of Epstein, allegedly, of course, it's important to wait for the result of the investigations and for the court. But it looks like both men had this kind of help that allowed them to have sex with a very young girl, possibly very naive and from poor backgrounds. He had those victims brought to him in his properties in the Bahamas and California, and it is also said that he threatened them, promised modeling jobs, also a little bit following the same pattern of Epstein, promising career opportunities, and when necessary, using means like surveillance or isolation, and putting then a lot of pressure on these young girls. They have 57 women have filed a lawsuit and are hoping for some degree of accountability. As we know, this is extremely complicated when it comes to law, because of course sometimes when women find the courage to go forward and be open about it and file a lawsuit, it more than often it's already too late to be able to really do something, and so many cases cannot really lead to anything. But there is also a class action civil litigation, I believe, in New York, over sexual assault and sexual harassment. So we can say with confidence that it is going to be a very difficult moment for him, even though he absolutely denies any wrongdoing and wants to prove it when it's going to be the time for it. But the fact is that these allegations are in big number. It has been the case for decades, and the victims are both from Canada and also the United States. So it's difficult. Let's put it this way: it's difficult to imagine that so many women would go ahead with a lawsuit or with a class action litigation if there would not be some reason for it. And I think it is absolutely the moment right now to open up about all of these cases, to make sure that people, men who behaved that way, are going to get some degree of accountability, and make sure basically that it never happens again, which is a very, how can I say, hopeful thing to say, and maybe even naive. But on the other hand, if by now certain behaviors are not accepted anymore, then it could eventually have a positive effect on people that are doing that in today's world. We can take immediately our second example. That would be Jean-Luc Brunel. That happened in France. He's a French citizen, and he was the co-founder of Caring Models in France and MC2 in the US. And what is particularly interesting in this case is that the second model agency, MC2, was actually done with some financial help from Epstein. So there is there a direct link, which might not be all so casual. He is detained, according to the French police, as part of an investigation on rapes, sexual assault of a minor as well, sexual harassment, association with criminals, and trafficking and exploitation of minors. So those are very heavy accusations, but the French police seems to be quite certain to have a case against Jean-Luc Brunel, because so many models from the past, from the 80s and even before, have come forward and have told their story. Those are all stories that they didn't dare to say at the time, because there was this fear that their career would be stopped right there, which I think happened actually with some of them when they didn't satisfy Jean-Luc Brunel's appetite. So this is very linked to Epstein, in the sense that he is also accused of having provided young girls to Epstein by sending them over to the US, and therefore, there is this accusation of trafficking and an association with criminals. Those are all very heavy accusations. And Jean-Luc Brunel, exactly like Peter Nygaard, also says that he never did anything of that kind. No wrongdoing, and is also looking forward to clear his name. So we have, I think, a momentum. This began with Epstein in the US. It's going to be maybe kind of difficult to know the exact truth behind, because as everybody knows, Epstein is dead, so many things will not come through. Even though his help, Maxwell, is detained, and she is supposed to have been also helping him getting his young victims. But all of this has to be seen in the future. Jean-Luc Brunel was, for example, an associate of him, and more than only a business associate, they were also friends, and that also brings a complete different dynamic to these two cases. But one is investigated in the US, the other one is investigated in France, because it is about, in this case, about French young victims and French women. I think it's important to show that all of this is going ahead in spite of absolute terrible times that the world is going through with COVID and all the consequences of this pandemic. But one does still feel that when it comes to sexual harassment, when it comes to rapes, when it comes to child trafficking, there is a momentum to do the right thing and to see also why such acts have been able to be conducted over decades without basically any real danger to be stopped or any real danger to be accused of that before. It has, of course, all to do with the fact that for a very, very long time, it was not easy and it was not really possible for women to come forward because of the backlash that would come after that, because of the fact that they would have been treated as liars, because of the fact that it would put a kind of a stain on the reputation or on the public image that would be very difficult to get rid of. So I think in that sense, the past 2 years have shown that this is over, that it is not possible anymore to keep such action a secret. That, of course, it is extremely important to always look at the facts and not get unjust in accusing without having proofs. But we can see with those three cases that we are talking about dozens and dozens and dozens of girls and women, and that is then obviously not possible to deny. These cases have taken places. It's now what's important is to define to what extent and who was really involved. But I think that for many of those women to be able to move on, it is a good thing that they will be able to come to some kind of a closure. And I think that this might be just the beginning and that there are other cases. But again, the future will say. In any case, it is important to see that no matter how the pandemic is playing out, the consequences for long lives, all of these people are in their 70s, for long lives of wrongdoing are maybe coming to an end.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.